The Ministry of Education has directed all heads of second cycle schools to allow students who owe school fees to take part in the ongoing WASI. The directive comes after some students of the Nifa Senior High School in the Eastern Region were prevented from taking part in the oral English paper yesterday due to non-payment of fees. The chief director of the ministry, Enoch Hemes Kobna, gave the directive when he toured some examination centers in the Eastern Region to monitor the ongoing WASI. Here's Victoria Haji's report.
Schools visited are the Ebri Girls, Adonsin, Manfe Methodist Girls, Mampong Presbyterian, Benkum, Nifa and the Kwapiman Senior High Schools. The chief director of the Ministry of Education, Enoch Kobna, was accompanied by the director general of the Ghana Education Service, Benedict Anana Baini, and other officials of the ministry. The atmosphere at the various centers was serene, and the students appeared calm and were busily answering their questions. The chief director explains the purpose of his visit.
The GES, together with the Ghana Education Service, is embarking upon this exercise throughout the country to see what is happening, to see potential future progress has been made, to see whether there are any problems or issues which we couldn't anticipate, and what we can do to remedy them as quickly as possible. And just as we came in, we have seen the smiles on your faces, indicating that the exams have gone very well, encouraging you to work very hard, to prepare very hard.
At all the schools, with the exception of the Manfa Methodist Girls High School, the candidates were divided into two badges. The headmistress of the Ebri Girls SHS, Rosemond Bampo, in an interview with Radio Ghana said everything was on course and that there was no problem with neither invigilation or security.
We have 1,061 students writing the exams and they are all present. Security is tight. The police are around, and then all our invigilators are also around. So everything is on course.
At the Kwapiman SHS, I caught up with some visually impaired candidates to find out how they felt after the paper.
Yeah, we use the Braille. They'll give us the question paper. They'll play the sound, then they'll pause it for us to trace the objective. So that if you get your answer, you just go and type it. People use Perkins Braille. Some of us also use the hand free. So after typing, the teacher will just give you about 40 seconds. Then you continue with the sound.
So how was it?
It was great.
I feel very happy because many were yearning for what the status I have gotten to. And I have gotten the opportunity to write an external examination. That is the WASI. And be my first in paper. I think that everything went on well.
At the end of the tour, Mr. Kobna expressed satisfaction with the proceedings of the exams. He however asked school heads to contact the GES or the Ministry of Education if they encounter any challenges.
Victoria Haji's report.